Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Born October 24th in San Francisco, California, he is an award-winning Broadway actor who has built a career in film and television with roles in such movies as Jurassic Park, the Mulan animated movies, Jurassic World, and many more, as well as on such series as Gotham and Law and Order SVU. And these days you can see him on the Comedy Central series Awkwafina as Nora from Queens. Please welcome BD Wong.
Mr. B.D. Wong, how are you? Welcome to the show.
You guys are amazing. I've never had a Siri introduction before. I really like that.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm really great, and I'm happy, and I love Kansas City, and so I'm happy to be here with you guys, and you guys sound great from what I've heard of you guys listening as I'm waiting to come on.
Oh, thank you, man. Well, listen, I know you've done a bunch of work at Starlight.
I did one big show at Starlight. I played Peter Pan at Starlight. In the 90s, and it was one of the greatest experiences of my life. It really was. It was a great experience, and there was a bunch of kids in the show, and I really bonded with them, and it was a dream part for me. I really wanted to do it. It was wonderful. It's a great theater, and I think the theater has really come so far since I was there. I'd love to come back and check it out because I just thought it was a great theater.
Oh, dude, first concert I ever saw was Starlight mm-hmm. Theater. First time I ever saw live music. Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, it is a Kansas right. City history.
And it's super important because it's like, you know, the entree to kids kind of being an understanding about the theater or live performance and taking that with them for the rest of their life. You have to learn it somewhere. You have to go the first time somewhere.
Sure.
For it to be such a positive place like that, I think is just great.
Well, we were laughing a little bit because, of course, Jurassic Park is the blockbuster mainstream thing. But I was like, oh, you mean, no, he was the priest in Oz, which they're like, really, the prison show? And I'm like, yeah, well, I kind of loved that a lot. It was a great television. I mean, that was a great series.
A very different kind of vibe from that, from Jurassic
yeah.
World and Jurassic Park. And so, yeah, it's really interesting for me to have different people respond to me in different ways because of their exposure. Like some people have no concept of some of the other things that I'm in, and that keeps it really interesting and makes it really sometimes kind of challenging, but also really interesting to realize. It's partly generational too.
Sure.
And you know, as you go on and get older and stuff.
BD, we were actually, as he mentioned, talking this morning, going around. Each one of us had different projects that we love you in. And, of course, I chime in with Law & Order. But I said, you're so hilarious in Nora from Queens, just because there's no shame with that show. Like, everything's put out there. Every impossible scenario, it is just hilarious.
Yes, and you know, as a young old person, I you know, you go your whole life hoping that you'll be in a situation where there's no barriers. And you can say or do whatever you want, and you know that, you know, they can cut things out and they edit things all the time and stuff. But you can try anything, you can say anything, and that creates an environment for a kind of comedy which is really rich and great, and people love it. People really respond to it. Her Awkwafina, you know, she plays this title character in the show, and it is based upon her life. Her comic vibe is super unique and based upon a fearlessness. Mm. That is really fun to watch. And so she's the center of that. And I came onto it as a real kind of scripted actor, like kind of going, oh, gee, how am I going to like fit into this environment of of freedom, and it was really, really fun for me. I really enjoyed it a lot.
Well, your episode, I'm really looking forward to this, because you start to think about it. You know, a group tells a bunch of stories about their sexual mishaps, their childhood embarrassments, their drug experiences, and I was like, oh, you mean this show right here, and every time I sit down with my friends.
Right. Yeah. It is like that. And that's through, you know, I mean, a series reaches a point at some point, often, where characters go into kind of flashback mode and talk about things that have happened to them, and that's how you learn more about them. And the big mystery of not a big mystery, but the things that have been left out about Awkwafina's relationship to her mother and her dad being a widower is something that finally gets talked about. And that's really a nice part of the show, actually, is a nice level to the show and their relationship. But on the way to that, there is a lot of kind of wacky talking about the crazy things that have happened to all the characters. And because there's a blackout and everyone's sitting around in the dark, you know, finally talking to each other about their phones and stuff.
And isn't it great? Like, because there are two types of groups of people. Like, some people grew up in a world that everybody wants to talk about what their successes have been, how great their lives are. This is the watch I bought, the success I've had, the stock I invested in. And then there's the rest of us that go, man, you're never going to believe this. One day I was swimming in a trash can, or I accidentally took this drug and I didn't think it was going to be this drug, or God forbid I burned my balls on the hood of a car when I was trying to have sex when I was 16. You know, and by the way, I did burn my balls on the hood of a car.
That's a touchstone, you know, that's a touchstone of humanity. It's like people and their pain. And suffering are if you have a good sense of humor about it,
yes,
the thing you can connect you to someone else. You know, bragging about what you have is not half as interesting.
That's
talking about something terrible that happened, and oh, did this ever happen to you too, or
yes,
not? You know,
absolutely,
I think it's really great. Yeah,
listen, I know you.
Sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, listen. I want to go on, but that I heard the beep. I know that you've got you on another interview going. But this is the stuff that great shows are made of. Long term, really funny, genuinely loved shows are made of this stuff.
I think so, and I feel like this show has that component of that, and the fans certainly respond to it in a way, and respond to her especially because she's the center of it. But it also features, you know, Bowen Yang from Saturday Night Live, who has made quite a splash for himself on Saturday Night Live. And so, an actress who plays her mother, Lori Tenshin. And so, there's this kind of intergenerational interaction between all the characters, which you don't see in a lot of shows. Like, three generations of actors and characters all smushed together. And there's something really interesting about that.
Absolutely. And so,
yes, this episode that I directed is on next Wednesday, and it was a really interesting perspective for me to be able to direct it and be in it at the same time.
This is going to be great. Wednesday, it's 9 o'clock Kansas City time on Comedy Central. It's called Awkwafina.
Right.
It's Nora from Queens. And listen, I know they're going to, it sounds like I'm running you off. I know they're beating Jake up in the other room. I love you, and you're welcome here anytime. I'd love to have you back
on. Thank you.
All right, man.
Thank you. And shout out to all my friends in Kansas City, really. Love you, guys.
Love you, man. Say hi. I hate people who produce The Other Side.
The best part is,
it sounds like I run him off.
Do you see me on my cell phone talking? Because I'm talking to the girl at Comedy Central. And I'm like, do you see how awkward that sounds?
Yeah, don't.
That
we
sound like we're telling BD Wong to F off.
Yeah.
And she's like, I know, but I got another station in Cincinnati or, you know, whatever. Like, they don't care. They only see a piece of paper in front of them.
I know. I got it.
By the way, you do need to watch this show because in season one, there's an episode where she figures out her buddy has like a dungeon room in her apartment. And she finds out that it's because her buddy is a cam girl. So she tries to dress up like a cam girl, and because she's Asian, she dresses up like a dragon, and she's not getting any tips. So she starts a little fire, and she's dancing around. She catches her tail on fire and burns the girl's apartment down.
She's an idiot.
It's so ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, listen, they had me at the group telling stories about sexual mishaps, childhood embarrassments, and drug experiences. I'm like, oh, my God.
There's nothing they won't put themselves in the middle of and look like complete idiots.
That literally...
And I know
that's 40% of the show.
Awkwafina's the star of the show, but the lady who plays the old lady, she's the best thing on that show.
All right, listen, you guys watch it for yourself. Decide for yourself. Awkwafina, very funny, is Nora from Queens. Wednesdays, 9 o'clock, Kansas City time, Comedy Central. I'll watch it.
Told you I love BD Wong.
Do I have to watch? Listen, you were white, I was Wong. All right. Does you feel good about this now? Does you feel good about this now? Do you feel good about this now?
Now, with more Wong. This is the Johnny Dare Morning Show.
The Johnny Dare Morning Show.
On 98.9 The Rock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.